No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's a show. Another one. Two in a row. Or five in a row. I don't know. I'm almost sure this is a separate show. Just because no one gives a shit. I could just add it on to the last one. Because they are companion pieces. But I'll make it separate. More clicks, more hits, more money, right? Right? Oh, okay. So, what we do is we talk about last week's show. Last week's, yesterday's show, whatever the fuck everyone was. When I was talking about Aboriginal people. Still don't really know what to call them. I think it's like Aboriginal Australians. But what I did was I read up on them. Yep, on Wikipedia mostly. But still, I have no reason to think Wikipedia is going to be lying about the basic migration patterns of Aboriginal people. Be a weird one. Everything's accurate except for this one portion here about natives to Australia. So, and I read a lot about kangaroos too. Still have no fucking clue. No clue at all what they come from, where they're from. I'm not really sure why all the marsupials are. Well, they're not. Marsupials actually apparently are also found in South America, with only in North America is the opossum. But there's some other things, but they don't really exist in Asia or Europe. Weird. So, here's what I learned, everybody. We're going to have some fun with Australia's racial history. I was completely wrong as to how they got there. Aboriginals, Aborigine people, Abos, I think that's a derogatory term, but how the fuck would I know? It's like in Cantonese. Guailo is a semi-derogatory term about white people. That's what they call them. Guailo is Guailo. It actually translates from roughly to ghost because of our pale skin. I don't know about what the translation is for dog taking his time taking a shit. But whatever. So, Aboriginal people. What happened was, I guess about 65,000 years ago, they split off from the other races. In fact, their splitting, genetic diversity, indicates that they came from Africa, migrated through India, because they share African and Indian genetic traces, were on the landmass that is Australia before it separated. Which is, like, holy shit. And it's believed that as a result of this, they may be the longest continual society on Earth. I don't really know exactly what that means, but I don't think it looks so good when they haven't improved in 40,000, 50,000 years. But no, in fact, their genetic splitting actually predates not just the complete separation of continents, which is weird. I thought that happened like millions of years ago. Was it really that just that reason? Kind of just odd. Look at the scale of things. That's like yesterday. Come on, boy. Come on, Sam. Come on, Sam. Come on, buddy. Yeah, keep going. There you go, McPee on things. So, yeah, on the scale of things, you know, the universe is 6 billion years old and the Earth is, I don't know, a couple hundred. Okay, it's like, I think it's like 2 or 3 billion. I don't know how old it is. It's really old. So again, in the grand scheme of things, 45,000 years, 50,000 years, that is zero. I mean, we had fucking like multiple periods of dinosaurs. Like millions of years apart, which is really weird. Think about that. Like, dinosaurs evolved, and then like they all died off, and then like they evolved like again. I don't know. The Earth must have just been ripe for a lizard. So then, they actually predate the division that we've confined between Europeans and Asians. So Aboriginal people have been around longer than Asians and whites, which I guess would probably make them like number two behind blacks. Because they said like, yeah, like the longest continuing culture in a certain area, with the exception of parts of Africa, obviously, which makes sense. So that is how they got there. Yeah, really. Come on, boys.
Are they the same litter?
No.
No?
They're 2 years apart. Oh, okay. Come on, boys. But, so yeah, it's not that they got on a little boat and made their way across so much as they were there and then they just floated away, which I still don't totally get. I understand that that things separated, but that always feels like it must have happened so long ago. Also, and I know this sounds really dumb, but why does like Australia not move? Like why don't islands not move? I understand that some islands are just like the tops of volcanoes, so they're really just, you know, a giant extension of the bottom of the ocean floor. Is that true for like Australia and shit? Is that true for all islands? Otherwise, I feel like Australia should float. Because it's a big island. I don't know. I guess it's true of all of them almost. But you can kind of see where, like, North America, South America wouldn't move. Because, like, North America goes into the Arctic Circle. So, kind of, like, it's all frozen. So, maybe that, like, locks us in place. So I don't know. I also have no idea. I should have looked it up when the Indians came over to America here. It's probably not the same time. I bet it's like 10,000 years ago. Are you pissing? Sorry. Well, if you let me know before you do it, I wouldn't yank on the leash. Fuck, I got a phone with me right now, in addition to two dogs, two leashes, two harnesses, two double mint gum. Let's see. American Indian. When did you start? Or should I put Native American? Americans. Thank you, Wikipedia. We're going to find out how long they've been here. Total population. There's fucking 3 million of them? No, five. 5.2 million Indians. Huh. I thought it was like five. That's a lot. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. The terms Native American used to refer to themselves very regionally and generationally, with many older Native Americans self-identifying as Indians or American Indians, while younger Native Americans often identify as indigenous or aboriginal. Fuck off! Which terms should have been used to refer to Native Americans at the time. Blah, 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 blah. Does not include Native Hawaiians, Alaskan Natives, the Alouette or Inuit people. Fuck that. 15th century, blah, blah, blah. No one cares. Smallpox, that was a total fucking accident. No good deed goes unpunished. Here's a blanket. Death. I don't care what we did to them. History? Pre-Columbian history. You're a dog, you go to the right. You're a dog, you go to the right. You get a walk. You get a walk. There it is. That land bridge into America. Neolithic. Aha, they're not Neolithic. It came, so the land bridge existed until about 12,000 years ago when it was flooded. Global warming, everybody. Three major migrations, occurred, blah, blah, blah. Looks like, what did I say, 10,000? So, looks like most of us between about 8,000 and 13,000 years ago. Boom! Fucking nailed it. Do I know my oppression or what? It's a weird one to be proud of. But I'm a weird dude. So yeah. That probably explained something that I don't know. So yeah, there you go. That's what there is to know about Aboriginal people. Like the oldest of the old. Also, there's a possibility that they're not fully human. I'm only kind of half kidding. I didn't really read it close. I'm a 33-year-old man giggling like he's in fucking high school. Fuck off. Because I kind of got the impression that it sounds like we all know, like, the human beings, we've heard of Neanderthals, which are genetic cousins, but people think maybe we slaughtered them. Then there's a theory that maybe we interbred with them or whatever. It sounds to me like the Aboriginal people are old enough that they were contemporaries of the Neanderthals and that they may have interbred. I don't know if it was the Neanderthals or some other humanoid-looking fucking thing. I don't know. I don't really know how that works. I mean, I know how sex works, but, like, I know what a human being is, and I know what a monkey is, and there's, like, I mean, really, we don't have that missing link. Like, there's nothing in between human and ape, whatever, fucking, you know what I'm talking about, fucking monkeys and humans, that, like, we can both fuck, and it'll make babies. Like, horses can fuck, things, and create mules, right? Which are sterile. Wolves and dogs can interbreed. I think that, lots of tigers and lions do. They make actual ligers, not just pro wrestlers. So, they're all cats. But, like, they're all cats, and they're all, canines and felines, and they can all fuck each other. But we're all primates, but we can't bang each other. I don't think we can. I'm sure someone's tried. That's how AIDS got started. Now, I don't know. Because it wasn't just gays. Those gays, sometimes they stick it, in a monkey. They were desperate. Thanks, Trump. Come on, stop sniffing that tree. So I don't know. I mean, there obviously was some crossover or whatever. Evolution's a mystery to you and me. What a stupid fucking group. Triple H and his attempt to pretend like he made some, like, four horsemen bullshit. Like, fuck off. I don't even like that shit. And it's just like, yeah, you had the four fucking horsemen. That was it. That was the group of all groups. Every other group that ever came after was just some bullshit variation of it. You had the NWO, which obviously was huge, and was different in a way than the Horsemen, I guess. And you had, like, DX, which was far bigger, more influential than fucking Evolution. Evolution, I think, was just really his attempt to create, like, the supergroup. And, yeah, I mean, obviously all the dudes in it were successful. Flair, Triple H, Randy Orton, and Batista. Pretty good group. But fuck off. Evolution's a mystery. Fuck you, Motorhead. It's not a mystery. Well, I guess it is. I don't understand it. But I also know there's reasons why things happen. I don't know why. I just know that someone knows. Like, why are there still monkeys? Like, if you evolve from something, what, doesn't the other one go away? Like Neanderthals and shit like that. Like, they don't exist. Either we bred with them or we killed them. But, like, monkeys and apes and shit. I know, they're fucking different. They're a little different. But I bet that those things in the zoo can bang each other. I wonder if a chimp and, like, an orangutan can get it on. I'm trying to think of other animals that are kind of similar, but we call them different, that bang a lot. Like, I don't think bears and buffalo produce anything. I don't know. It just, but there are multiple species of bears. Are we multiple species of people? We say race, but should we be saying species? And then I'd be like, yes, I'm doing some interspecies fucking tonight. I paid for her with my credit card. She's going to fuck me a long time with a strap on. See how I made it racist and homoerotic, therefore possibly homophobic? Yeah. I got fucking nothing to talk about now. I thought the Aboriginal stuff would go on longer, but it's really all I learned. Although, it kind of makes me wonder now if they should be classified as a race. Because there are three races, and they're distinct. There's Negroid, Caucasoid, Mongoloid. Makes sense. Everything I've ever seen supports this. American Indians and shit like that, they're Mongoloid. You can see their features. You can swear if you see people from Mongolia and some people from, Indians, they look kind of similar-ish. Worn, leathery skin, eyes a little more narrowed. I don't think there's any variance in hair color amongst Indians. Really, only whitey seems to have variance in a lot of shit. I don't know. Some of that makes... I mean, I think a lot of that is area-specific. Like, I've, the Swedes all are blonde hair and blue-eyed, because I think blue eyes, do they do better in the sun? Or worse? I don't know. And obviously everyone in the English fucking island there just all are ugly to keep people from invading. So, yeah, I don't know. But when I think about, with the Aboriginals being apart from humanity for so long that I don't know what they would be considered. And again, 45,000 years or whatever of separation, predating the split of Caucasoid and Mongoloid. I don't know. It's like, I would guess that, I probably guess they're more Negroid, just because what I was reading about how they went from Africa through parts of India and ended up there, and those parts of India would be, again, the features would seem more, they don't seem as Mongoloid. I love that that's the fucking term. Negroid and Mongoloid. Then Caucasoid. Pretty sure that's it. Something like that. Just pretend that it is and I'm smart, alright? Like you're a Mongoloid. Sounds so insulting. It just means you're fucking Asian. You're a Negroid. It just means you're black. Genetically. Race is nothing more than a social construct. No, it's not. There's fucking physical differences. I've never understood that one. I really don't understand that one. I don't really understand it. And I know I just ranted on another show about how I don't like that rhetorical device. But, like, the difference between sex and gender. I kind of get what they're going for when they say that. Your gender is not your sex, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I guess, but sure seems like it is. And one of them is a social construct, and one of them isn't. And I think that... I don't know. I think it's the idea that, just because you're born this way, there's nothing inherent about anything. But there are inherent traits. There's just not necessarily... We don't like to say that, because if something is inherent to a group of people, well, that implies there's probably something good and bad that's inherent in them. And we're probably because of the, slavery thing, a little hesitant to do that with black people. Because we've heard it before, and it's kind of coded racism. It's like, yes, black people are really good at sports, and they're physically dominant, but they're not as smart. And I don't know if that's true. Everyone's always like, IQ, and blah, 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 and da-da-da. So I was like, I'm a little iffy on that. Rarely do I see really smart people say that. Mickey, come here. Get off the... Which is actually, I think I've talked about this before, like, why I've always hated any... Like, I don't care if people call me a racist. I know what I am. Maybe according to their definition, I'm a racist. I don't think I'm a racist by... I know I'm not by my definition. And I don't think I'd be considered one by most definitions. nonetheless, to me, racism was always something, I mean, yes, bad, but bad because it was stupid. I always saw that it was intellectually dumb. Like, you think I'm gonna, because I'm a real strict individualist, so I really don't give a shit about your race. Now, I can use generalizations, I think they're accurate, but if when I meet somebody one-on-one, to me, you're calling me stupid if you call me a racist. Not that I'm bigoted or have, you know, not that I'm immoral, not that I'm bad, that I'm stupid. I'd much rather be bad than stupid. Oh, yes, I would. I'm a little insecure. So, yeah, that's basically been, that's been this podcast, an update, a follow-up to the last one. So now you know the rest of the story, I guess. That's where Aboriginals are. I think that they're their own race. I will be publishing my studies in the Journal of Anthropology shortly. Just as soon as I check out those Wikipedia sites, make sure they're accurate. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. I should fucking do that. Just write some fucking paper. Like, you know, a couple pages or whatever. And just try to send it in to, like, a major journal to see if they would publish it. I mean, I know they wouldn't. But it'd be funny just to get the denial letter. Like, dear Mr. Coughlin, we appreciate your submission. However, submissions which appear to be written with the level of research commiserate with someone in second grade tend not to go into the, Harvard's review. Thank you for your time. Just some poor bastard looking at the egg. They'd have to read it. They do. I think they have to read it because what if it is genius? I mean, it wouldn't be. But, like, what if I was just, like, some random dude like the Slumdog Millionaire guy was in that movie who was good at math? And it's like, oh, just a random dude. Yeah, turns out he's really fucking great at math. Huh. Who knew that? You wouldn't just want to discard it just on the off chance. So on the off chance that I'm just some amateur dude and you're rolling around in the grass, I should study the effect of Puggles on the human being. Look at you. He's just rolling in grass like an idiot. I don't even know why he does it. That's a scent thing, I think. Then he shakes. Come on, Puggle. Wrap it up, this podcast. This mic. I never fucking looked up what walkabout means. That's the whole thing got started because I said the word walkabout. Two podcasts later, all I've done is invent a new race. Feels pretty good, actually. So, thanks for listening. I don't know when this goes out because I have like five of these. Three. I published one last night. Just randomly. I'm like, oh, I want to publish something. Ah. I mean, oh, that was a road rage one, yeah. So I think I have two or three in the can. Plus one with great. Ah, you're just never going to get tired of hearing me. All zero people listening. What are the numbers? Like 12? I don't know. You're all maniacs for listening to this crap. But you're my maniacs, so I appreciate it. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis. Or whatever else they would say in Tasmania. Hey, dog, come here. Tasmania. Yeah, that's a place too.
Aggressively, we all defend the role we play. Regrettably, time's come to send you on your way. We've seen it all, bonfires of trust, flash floods of pain. It doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. No, it doesn't even matter, don't you worry, that ain't what it's all about. We all